Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who brought ethanol to this state, South Dakota's farm families. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Ethanol and farmers are a combination that go back a long ways, as does ethanol and South Dakota corn. Allow me to briefly review the impact of ethanol on our state, beginning with the fact that ethanol is the largest market for South Dakota corn, using more than 400 million bushels annually, which is about half of the corn produced in the state. We know the importance of distiller's grain as a feed supplement. When our plants began to cut back on production due to the pandemic, it really sent livestock producers scrambling to find a replacement. I knew that carbon dioxide from ethanol plants was used in the beverage industry, but until a pandemic hit on our ethanol plants, I either had forgotten or didn't know that CO2 is also used in our meat processing plants. Lest I forget, when our South Dakota ethanol plants are at or near full production, they employ about 2,000 people and thousands more jobs indirectly. Brian Jennings, the CEO of the American Ethanol Coalition, reminded us that early in 2020, the U.S. ethanol industry was capable of producing about 17 billion gallons of ethanol annually. The pandemic hit, and by mid-April, ethanol production nationally and in South Dakota was basically cut in half because gasoline and ethanol use had declined by about 50%. Brian said that things are improving as ethanol production is now about 20% under capacity. However, with the resurgence of COVID-19 in states like California, Florida, and Texas, states which consume about 30% of our nation's ethanol, there's a real concern about a drop-off. Realizing the devastating impact of the pandemic on ethanol, the question becomes, how in the world was that industry left out of the three financial stimulus packages approved by Congress? Brian went on to say that it's imperative that ethanol plants be included in the next phase of payments should another stimulus package come to fruition. Congress is likely to work on that the next couple of weeks, and if we as citizens can do something to push Congress and the President to finish the job, we need to do just that. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe and thanks for what you do.